This is Ozarks at Large. August is National Black Business Month, a time to highlight some of the 2.6 million African-American-owned businesses in the United States. But two local women have decided to spotlight businesses in Northwest Arkansas year-round. Jasmine Hudson and Jaron Merchant launched the Black-owned Northwest Arkansas account on Instagram earlier this year. The duo may be better known to some as Jazzy J NWA. Hudson is a retail professional originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and Merchant is a freelance illustrator and animator who hails from the Virgin Islands. Last week, they came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about their digital work. During their conversation, they discussed the origin of their Jazzy J NWA project.
Jay and I, ever since we've been friends, always find like things to do, a place to go in the area, and we became kind of like the go-to people within our friend group around like, what is there to do this weekend? You guys always are kind of in the know. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we realized was that a lot of our friends that would move here, they would leave almost just as fast as they got here. And one of the reasons was they would say that they can't figure out what to do here, and they can't really find like their community or their tribe. Mm-hmm. So we created Jazzy J NWA, one, because we were always getting text messages around like, what is there to do, but also to create kind of a one-stop shop on things that at least we enjoy.
Yeah. And then all it morphed things, food, art, fun.
So
they was like, what's to do this weekend? Well, if you go to Jazzy J NWA on Instagram, we literally list all of it. And we don't just list things that we're interested in, but we literally list, if you want to know literally everything that's happening within the Northwest Arkansas region, we list it all. Yeah. Bentonville, Fayetteville, Rogers, Springdale.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes Lowell gets a little bit of a shout out, you know.
Every now and then, every blue moon, they got something fun going on. We might slide down there. But yeah, we post everything. So it's like, don't, like, I always kind of like have to pause and people are like, there's nothing to do. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You sure about that? You want to commit to that? That's the hill you want to die on?
So no, yeah, definitely actually more things to do than you would think. Mm-hmm. And what's so interesting about it is we almost were using it as a retention arm for like our friends. Like, we want you to stay. Here's a resource. But then it started turning into more of like a recruiting thing as mm-hmm. well. So different HR managers are starting to use it at companies. There's real estate agents. There's headhunters that are saying like, hey, we're kind of using your page. Is that okay? I'm just like, you know. As soon as we get about 10,000 followers, we may hit you with an invoice. But, you know, until then, go ahead. You know, do your thing. Right.
So how did you two find your community here? Because there wasn't a Jazzy J NWA to direct you.
There's been a lot of things that we're super interested in getting into or being a part of. And we kind of like to check it out before we're like formally members or, you know, formal invitations. So it turned into early on. We're not like this anymore much. But we would just kind of go to stuff.
Sure.
And they're just like, hey, so how'd you get here? We're just like, you're not going to make a scene and kick us out. So we're just hanging out. And then it was just like, oh, I love how unapologetic you are. We're just like, yeah,
really, keep you guys that. Bring the party everywhere you go. We're fun and we're cute, so it works.
No, but it turned into... No. I don't want to sound like that. No, but... it was partially that, just kind of getting involved in things that we're super, super interested in and figuring out by any means necessary how to get into those spaces. Mm-hmm. That's one. And then two, just kind of like having that group of friends. So when we didn't have a Jazzy J, so as we started just kind of like putting ourselves out there and getting into these spaces, that's when you just start networking and meeting new people.
And that's what it really comes down to, the networking.
Yeah. So a lot of people just started kind of like, just kind of how friendships form. You do the initial networking. You're just like, oh snap, you love Harry Potter too, so let's go hang out and jazz about that. So it just kind of morphed from there. But mm-hmm. then it turned into more so a Jazzy J thing when we started sharing a whole
and
lot of stuff.
And to add on to that, one of the things that I thought was really cool about this area is people are pretty warm and welcoming if you let your intentions be known. Like, if you let people know what you're interested in, what you might possibly want to venture into, the spaces you want to be in, people will open up doors and make room for you. But if you never put yourself in the space to even be considered, then nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
So you guys have become pretty prolific, I would say, on social media.
Thanks.
You know, you have a following and people have heard of you. And I noticed you having this newer one on Instagram, Black Owned NWA, where you highlight Black owned businesses.
Yes, baby.
How did that come about?
Sure. So,
because that's not an event.
No, it's not. Yeah, so it's pretty different. So one of the things was I forgot which talk we were at, but they were sharing some kind of demographics of the area. And Black people overall make up a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the Northwest Arkansas population.
It's 1 to 2.
Yeah, it's like 2%.
And because of the turnover here, because a lot of people come here for Walmart and the J.B. Hunt, the turnover is
Yeah, and they're not actual, like, people that live here. If you see quite a few, some are consultants. They actually don't reside in Northwest Arkansas.
It's a turnover, you know?
And then a lot of the students here, they're here for 4 years and then they're gone. So it's a matter of understanding that we kind of got to get with the times, right? So there's Black people everywhere, and there's, even though there's 2% here, there's room to start communicating and connecting, and a lot of the community here is kind of disjointed, so starting to kind of create spaces where people come together. Now, what we're good at is digital spaces, and what's kind of trending right now is digital space. So how do we create this area where we can get everyone on the same page, and that literally page. So it's like our Instagram account. So this is where we're able to share that, hey, there's Black real estate agents, there's amazing restaurants and food trucks, and another
therapists, chiropractors, dentists, yeah. Like they're here. Let's figure out a way to get them to you.
Yeah. And then just, I know a big thing too is that when people that look like us and they move into the area, they want to know, where do you get your haircut? Where can I? Because I met an intern yesterday. He said that he just found our page, but today was his last day of his internship, and he was gonna go to Supercuts to get his hair cut. And I was just like, oh no. We have this Instagram page of literally 15 barbers that can shape you up really well. So it's just really interesting. But we had Jazzy J, and it was a resource from an events perspective and kind of showing how kind of Black millennial single women kind of interact in the space. However, we're just like, hey, we can be a resource in this perspective from a mass, but we can also be a resource more specifically to our community. And then what's so interesting is that not only is it taking off with our community, but it's mass as well. So we have a lot of people that aren't Black that follow that account, and they just want to patronize the business. They want to have the executive coaching by Renetta Francis. They want to go to Amethyst Chiropractic. Like, they want
to expand their network and
absolutely
connect with people that they didn't know were in their community.
Right. So this is an opportunity for not only exposure for the businesses, representation within their respective fields, but also for the community at large to understand who's really here.
Yeah, and it's also cool because different business owners that weren't aware of each other are now aware of each other. So they're connecting offline as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really cool to see that happening.
Were you surprised at how many Black-owned businesses there were?
Absolutely.
Yes, we thought we knew because we consider ourselves pretty
In the know
in the community. And when we got the input of emails and people sending DMs and just tagging us on social media, we were just like, what?
We had no idea.
Man, I was just like, I didn't even know about this person. Did you know about this person? Did you know about this store? I didn't know about this store. Like, we were just like, okay.
We found like 3 food trucks. And when I say we're big on food trucks, 3 whole food trucks that are Black owned that we had no idea.
Like, we even found one that was vegan. And we were just like,
yeah. It's, what is it? It's Culture Cafe.
Culture Cafe.
That's down on by MLK.
She has a purple, like, trolley. And it's vegan. It's all vegan food.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's delicious. Yeah, so that was cool just to see what's out there in the space. And that lets us know that we got to stay on our toes because we're out there. Like, we're everywhere. And the fact that there's still more for us to explore, I think it's cool. It's fun.
And it's
like
very
it.
Encouraging, right?
Yeah.
So that means there's enterprising, you know, professional people out here that want to engage in the community. Mm-hmm. So how do we further foster that? And then how do we do a better job and completely just keep iterating with Black-owned NWA to make sure we're servicing them in a good way from a marketing standpoint and
not
even a business development standpoint?
Yeah.
So and then putting them in contact with each other. For instance, we have a trainer / life coach. His name is Jimmy Beasley / guru / all the things.
Jim Beasley from the Easy Brand. Shout out to you.
So he he had a really cool event 2 weeks ago, a week ago, where he ended up reaching out to a lot of the like Black-owned vendors that we've shared before
that operate in the health and wellness space. So that was cool.
So it's just like creating the platform by which they can start connecting, which is awesome.
As people have these conversations about learning about new spaces and highlighting minority groups, you often hear people say, well, representation matters.
Absolutely.
Why does it matter?
Representation matters because one of the biggest things that Jay and I realized when we first started doing things like with Jazzy J and WA and Black-owned NWA is that when we would get in certain spaces, you could visibly see people being uncomfortable. And then
just off of our presence.
Right.
You haven't had a conversation with us. You don't know who I am.
We always talk about like that record scratch moment. We consistently.
You can feel it. You walk in and it's just like, pick it, pick it.
Yeah, there's like
and
this.
And literally everybody turns around and looks at us and go, oh,
it's like, you know, when
here.
The in the Wild Wild West, you burst into the little thing and then
everybody
just like
in the
stops.
Saloon turns around and looks at you.
That's literally what happens. But the thing is, when you consistently just keep showing up, it turns into not being that much of a shock. It's just like, oh, yeah, they're here. You know what I mean? And they're not trying to figure out, why did you show up? Yeah. What do you want?
Anything
like that.
It's
like,
this?
No, they just want a Coke and a smile. Yeah. Like, they're just kind of hanging out.
It went from, oh my gosh, you're here, to, oh my gosh, we're so excited that you're here. Like, we're glad that you're here and you're bringing other people into the space. And,
yeah. So representation matters, one, because there needs to just be an ease of having people that don't look like you around you. There needs to be a robustness added to a conversation when you're just kind of coming at something from one perspective. Then it's very narrow-minded. And you just need to be able to understand that across the table from you, across the table from you, that someone doesn't have to agree, but you can still live in the same place. And then even just from, and I'm at Walmart officially. So it's just when you have differences within your workplace, actually you're making really great decisions on behalf of all of, you know, America. So, right, we have a ton of people that we service from a customer base. And if I'm not thinking of like, hey, maybe we should have a Black Santa Claus cookie jar because that's what my mom buys, that's a money-making decision. You know what I mean? So not just representation from it being the right thing to do, but it's also a profitable thing to do. So it's really around just broadening perspectives, just having a peaceful understanding of those around you, and then also understanding who your customer base is and broadening that. Because by, I don't know how many years from now, there is a statistic, and I can look it up. I don't know. But basically, in a few years, the majority is not going to be white. So if you're going to keep with the times, you have to understand who is around you. So you have to embrace that and be open-minded. Absolutely.
So with this new project and having had it well-received, what are your goals now?
Ooh.
Okay. Should we tell her?
You go. Do your thing, girl.
Should we tell her about the thing? Okay. I'm going to do the thing. Okay. So, and this is going to be like in the next year or so, we really want to have a kind of like a market base. So we want to have like a Black-owned market where we bring, think of like a farmer's market, but we bring in lots of different Black-owned businesses or minority businesses in the space that people can patronize. And but within that, we also want to have, in conjunction with it, almost like a seminar where people who might already be in business or just starting a business, or they're OGs in the game, they can learn more about how to solidify their business, how to update, to bring their business up to date. You have like a lot of mom and like, so one of the things I like about Northwest Arkansas is people say shop, live local. Northwest Arkansas actually practice it. Like I tell people, this is where chains come to die. Like, they're very about supporting their local own mom and pop businesses here. But there's also, within those mom and pop businesses, you want to be able to update and stay with the times and make sure you have longevity within your business. And so within that market base that we have. We also want to have seminars for them to come and learn about different things that they may not have been aware of, things that they don't see coming or approaching. Hey, you have this brick and mortar, but this is how you get your presence online. Hey, you have your presence online and you may want to get a brick and mortar. This is how you go about that in a way that's sustainable.
Some of everything. So like, and it'll just be this one-stop shop.
I'm so excited about
and
that.
At least it's like a one day. We're thinking about a one day summit to start. But everything from how to get a business loan. Are you going to do an LLC versus any other type of corporation?
Is your business legit? There may be some things that you're not aware of or some paperwork that you're not aware of that you may need or some things that you don't know that you need to update.
Yeah, so and it's just how to do business, period, as a business owner. How to do business with respect to Northwest Arkansas specifically, because there's nuances with that. And then just providing a space for them to set up their own tables and just kind of have them not only interact with each other, but have potential customers and new customers get exposed to them as well.
A new way for them to interact with the community.
Well, congratulations on your success so far.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming and speaking with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, this was so fun.
That was Jasmine Hudson and Jaron Merchant speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. You can find out more about them by following their Instagram accounts, Black Owned NWA and Jazzy J NWA.